Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Hi, my name is Roseanne Sanyan. I will be one of the speakers for Leadership Summit 2020, hosted by Victorious Living Foundation. This year's theme is positive disruption. Yes, I said it correctly, positive and disruptive. Join me as I tell you a story of how I made my circumstances one great adventure. Let's dream again. Sign up at www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Date for this life-changing event is October 10th. I will see you there. Like I said, let's dream again.
Well, it gives me great pleasure today, as always, to introduce you to the wonderful guests that make time to be on my show. And today I'm joined by four wonderful persons. I'm joined by Cheryl Grant, who is the CEO of Cheryl Grant Enterprises, 2017 Miss Olympia. And I've also got Dave Rogers, best-selling author. He is a global speaker. And we've got Kirstie Richardson, who is a local business owner on St. Martin. And Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, who is the visionary and founder of Victorious Living Foundation. And my guests here on the show today, they are here especially for you, and they're going to share with you all about how to transform your life. And this all have to do with the recent Leadership Summit that took place on October 10th, 2020, the third annual Victorious Living Foundation Leadership Summit. And as you know, on the 9th of October, there was the rebroadcast of LeaderCast with a theme this year, Positive Disruption. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you my wonderful guests on the line. Good afternoon to you, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton. How are you doing?
Good day, Mr. Roy Cotton Jr. of Love and Inspiration himself. I'm doing well, and I hope all of your listeners are also having a fantabulous day.
Fantastic. Welcome to you on the show. And we have Cheryl Grant, who is over in California. Good day to you, Cheryl. How are you? Welcome back to Love and Inspiration.
Hello, Roy Cotton Jr. Thank you so much for this awesome opportunity, and so glad to be here.
Great to have you on the show. And we have Kirstie Richardson. How are you doing today, Kirstie? Welcome to Love and Inspiration, your first time on the show.
Good afternoon, Mr. Roy Cotton Jr. Thank you for having me this afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm doing great.
Pleasure to have you too. Dave Rogers over in beautiful Canada. Welcome back to the show again, Dave. Nice to have you.
Thank you so very much, Roy Cotton Jr. It's a beautiful day here in Toronto, Canada.
All right. Wonderful. And it's always a pleasure to connect with wonderful folks as yourself. So let's just share with the listeners a little bit of who I have here on the line. And we have Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, who is the number one best-selling author. She continues to transform the lives of persons of all ages, races, cultures, couples, families, and organizations through her authentic and passionate love for life and people. She's a certified success coach and trainer, holds a BA in psychology from the University of Tampa, master's in marriage and family therapy from the Oral Roberts University, and an honorary doctorate of divinity from the Grace Hill Bible University. And she is a best-selling co-author of Success from the Heart, author of It's Time for Change and How to Thrive in Trying Times, which presents a profound message of hope and love is forever, the true tale of love and romance shared between 101 old Carmen Hodge Carrington and Ralph Gordon Carrington. She's a producer and singer, poet of poetic vibes to help you thrive, a CD of her poems sung and recited, the power of inspirational music. Now, that's amazing, and it's always a pleasure to have her on the show. And we do also have, as I mentioned before, here here with me, and she's been on the show about a year ago, Cheryl Grant. And Cheryl Grant was one of the speakers at the third annual Leadership Summit from Victorious Living Foundation. And as I mentioned before, she is the CEO of Cheryl Grant Enterprises and also the founder of FIT. Yeah, FIT. And you may be asking yourself, what is FIT all about? Well, FIT is faith, intuition, and tenacity. And this is a really beautiful and powerful program as she shares this all over the world. Mentorship, she does personal improvement, entrepreneurship, and career development. And her beautiful enterprise was established in 2006 and is focused on supporting and empowering underrepresented business leaders and entrepreneurs. And you know, this lady, I have so much respect for her. After winning Miss Olympia over the age of 50, Cheryl realized transforming her body began with transforming her mind. And that's so very important, ladies and gentlemen, to transform your mind. That's where it all begins. And we have Dave Rogers. And Dave Rogers, a gentleman I have so much respect for. He's been on the show before. And he is a global speaker. He's an author. And he has so much experience when it comes to business, social entrepreneur, mastermind facilitator, born in Canada. And he achieved his master's in business administration before joining the Royal Bank of Canada's corporate banking division. He has authored a beautiful book just of recent, and maybe you did not hear that show that time, but his newest book is called 2020 Vision. And then we've got Kirsty Richardson here, who's a business owner in real estate here on St. Martin. And she's all fired up, inspired to share with you what she experienced at the LeaderCast and Leadership Summit. So Dr. Nicole Ernie Mae Francis Cotton, visionary of Victorious Living Foundation, can you share with us what is your foundation briefly about, and how did you come about getting into LeaderCast and the Leadership Summit?
So Victorious Living is, as the name signifies, it's really about empowering, enlightening, and transforming people's lives, and specifically in the areas of family, married, young people, and individuals, and extension, communities, and nations as we continue to expand our reach. And so we want persons to recognize that they can live victorious lives regardless of the challenges and situations that they face. And that is through the power of God, through the Holy Spirit. And so how did the Leadership Summit come about? I personally believe in personal growth in every dimension of my life. Every year, I want to grow further than I was the year before. So several years ago, early 2000, I realized that I needed to grow in my leadership. And so I sought out, opportunities for me to grow my leadership. And I connected with John Maxwell and John Maxwell's leadership training. And one day I got an email in my inbox. That's in 2013, talking about LeaderCast, and its drive was create leaders who are worth following. And when I saw that, I had the option of, okay, I can just do this for myself, or I could impact an entire community. And I chose to do that by going to our board, discussing it, and everyone on the board said, yes, let's do this. And after we did that first LeaderCast back in 2013, and we sat down and we watched the transformation that took place on the leaders' faces. We had leaders from education, from business, students, we had civil servants, we had entrepreneurs, leaders, of every sphere. And when I saw the transformation take place, we said, yes, we will continue with LeaderCast. And so we've been doing LeaderCast for 8 years. And then 3 years ago, we saw that there was an increasing hunger for improving leadership on the island and the necessity to do so. And in so doing, we decided to go a second day. So we incorporated LeaderCast, which is day one, and it's the world's largest leadership one-day conference. And then we added a second day, and this is where we had our own speakers locally, regionally, and internationally. And so therefore, you have our wonderful speakers who are on this platform with me
today. That is fantastic. I really appreciate you giving us a really great insight, Dr. Francis Cotton, on the trajectory of Victorious Living Foundation and the Leadership Summit, LeaderCast in its totality. And today, now 2020, the change that you've brought into a community, not only in St. Martin, but regionally and internationally, is absolutely commendable. And I want to congratulate you and your team for doing an exceptional job and for transforming the lives of many many. And today now, having the opportunity to speak not only with yourself, but also the other guests that are on the show today. Thank you so much for sharing that. Let's just move over to Kirsi Richardson. Kirsi, you had privilege, as I understood, for the first time to attend the LeaderCast. Now, we know that LeaderCast broadcast live on May 7th this year, but unfortunately, due to COVID, you know, there were changes that had to be made. And normally it's done in a physical place. It's broadcast live from out of Atlanta, Georgia, on St. Martin. Victoria Slim Foundation has done it before, having a physical place where at the Bellier Community Center, and this year it had to be virtual. So for yourself, Kirsi, getting on board and actually attending the virtual rebroadcast of LeaderCast on October 9th, can you share with us what was that like for you, and especially as a business owner? Talk to us, Kirsi.
Hi, Roy. It was, honestly, it was a great experience. I needed that. It's been a while for me, and we know every now and then we may get into a bit of a slump, and you need a motivation every now and then. It was educational, refreshing, motivating, reassuring, because sometimes you question yourself, am I doing this right? And hearing the speakers speak, there are certain points that you could connect with. You recognize, okay, I'm doing this correct. I need to improve on this. You reflect on what needs to improve, what needs to correct, and make adjustments accordingly. It was awesome. Really, it was.
I believe you on that, because I could hear it in your voice already that even though we are a few days or about roughly, you know, the week has gone by, that I can hear that enthusiasm in your voice. Can you just give us a pointer of maybe two speakers that you gathered so much from at LeaderCast on October 9th? And then we're going to talk with you a little further during the interview, but if you can just pinpoint two speakers on October 9th from LeaderCast that spoke to you and, you know, you would say has helped you to think about how you can positively disrupt the status quo.
For me, all the speakers were dynamic, very encouraging. I learned at least one thing from each presentation, and the common thread I found throughout all the presentations was basically changing perspective, breaking with the norm and stepping outside of your comfort zone, getting outside of the box, having flexibility as a leader. Andy spoke about that. Most leaders are just about the facts and I deal with it accordingly, but sometimes you just have to break from that norm and adjust and become a bit more, as he put it, humanize, get in touch, touch base. And as Ms. Cheryl said, it's community. It's about community, connecting. Who also made an impact on me was Amy Jo. I love her spirit. I love her presentation where she spoke about having the renegade mentality. And she also spoke about, her quote was, you have to get comfortable with getting uncomfortable, or rather not getting adjusted to the norm constantly, but always be prepared to step outside of the box continually.
As you say that, Kirsi, how would you say that has impacted you? Is that something that you've been practicing yourself, or that really helped you to think about, hey, maybe I need to actually do this?
Well, for one, this is out of the box for me. This is out of my comfort zone. You know that. We spoke about that. And trying new things that I normally would not do in business. Right now, this interview, I would not have done it previously until LeaderCast. And with your encouragement, I said, you know what, start applying. Don't just go attend and take it. And it happens often with many of us, but implement and start moving forward.
I see. And I really appreciate you sharing that. And to know that was an encouragement to you, because right now you're doing what you've not done before. You're in business and now you're speaking to the world on radio. So that's really stepping out of your comfort zone and taking and putting into practice what you learned from on LeaderCast and positively disrupting the status quo, which was being in the norm and doing what you normally do in business, but now you're speaking on radio. So I'm really super proud of you, and I appreciate you sharing that with the world at this point in time, Kirsi. I thank you so much for that. And
can I just jump in and
sure.
say I'm really super proud of Kirsi myself. As I listen to you, Kirsi, I hear the confidence, even though you didn't want to do it. And I think you're giving persons who are listening out there hope and courage that despite however they may feel, they can just step out of the box and do it. And so for the audience, I also want to mention who Percy was speaking about. She was speaking about Andy Stanley, best-selling author and leadership communicator, as well as Amy Jo Martin, digital media pioneer and best-selling author. And she was named one of the most powerful women on Twitter by Forbes, so that you know who she was speaking to that impacted her at MediaCast.
I appreciate that, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, for, you know, sharing that with the listeners and talking about stepping out of your comfort zone, having one of the renowned speakers here live from out of California. And I really want to thank her, Cheryl Grant, because I know you could be doing something else today, but you're here with us 3 hours behind us in California. You actually spoke powerfully on Saturday, October 10th. Can you share with us what you spoke about, and especially for the fact of stepping out of your comfort zone and doing something you've not done before, thinking about how you won Miss Olympia over the age of 50. Talk to us, Cheryl. We would love to hear from you.
Well, absolutely. First and foremost, I want to thank you for this amazing opportunity and platform to be able to share my story with your community. I spoke about a lot of different things, but I think what Kirsi mentioned was truly about something that I believe in the core of my being and who I am that resonates with me as early as in the beginning stages, well before Miss Olympia, as a child, and just having firm community of believers around me, like my grandmother, who had a very strong spiritual foundation that taught me how to go to church, taught me how to pray, taught me how to look past things. I think we're in a very interesting time right now. And one of my platforms, it's about being fit. What is fit? Fit is faith, intuition, and tenacity. Faith is the ability to see beyond your physical eye, but with your spiritual eye. Intuition is your ability to really learn how to tap into that inner small voice inside of you. And then tenacity is just to move forward. I also spoke of something that I'm very, 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 very committed to. It's called the C4 Matrix. And the C4 matrix is very powerful. It's simple, but it's powerful. C4 represents dynamite because that's how powerful it is. And the C4 matrix is truly about fit is your internal work that you need to do for self. Fit is the outer work that you do to really build where you want to go in life and what you want to manifest in your life. Once you're mentally fit, then you apply the C4 matrix, which the first C is communication. And that is what we are doing here today. That is what Roy Cotton Jr. and Dr. Nicole Francis and everybody on there were communicating. That communication then allows us to connect. And in connecting, we then can collaborate. And then once we can collaborate, we can build community. I said on the call that community is the new cultural currency, and our ability to truly tap into that is everything in terms of our future and the direction that we're building the new world economy. And I couldn't think of a better place to be here on this platform with these speakers being able to talk about that, because that is what led me to becoming Miss Olympia. It's not a small task, although it sounds like one. And by the way, I want to be really clear. I started that journey at the age of 55. I'm 58 years old. You talk about being mentally fit and being able to face your fears by applying fit and then leveraging the C4 matrix. It has expanded me to now travel beyond the globe. I'm here with you. That is the blessing of God. And I am truly inspired and just overjoyed to be here to share just that little testimony with you.
That is so amazing. You know, Cheryl, as I listen to you speak and power that you share that with, the conviction so needed today, because persons walk around and think that it's all over. There's nothing more to achieve. And with all that is happening around external, that it's the end of the world. But just listening to what you shared and about fit and talking about the C's that you shared a while ago, that is so important to understand and to put into practice this present day as we move into a brand new year. I appreciate that, Cheryl. We'll come back to you just briefly, but I want to go over to David in beautiful Canada. Dave, you've been on the show before. We've heard what you do, and you were present at the Leadership Summit on October 10th. You gave an amazing synopsis on what the speakers spoke about. Can you share with us, just if you can pick two speakers, just to share what they spoke about so listeners out there could know how powerful it was on October 10th and what they will need to do to register for the Leadership Summit of 2021. Go ahead, Dave. We're listening.
Well, thank you very much, Roy Cotton Jr. And wow, that was a fantastic sharing by Cheryl. Thank you so very much. I've got goosebumps here. It's great to hear somebody with such compassion and conviction. During the summit, I was thrilled to see the variety of speakers and where they came from. His Excellency, Dr. Adam Andre Thomas, really inspired everybody to have a big vision, yet brought it down to some very simple approaches to do projects, to collaborate, to connect, and to really allow experiments, to take experiments from around the world, like using Singapore as a model that could be applied in the Caribbean to develop the education system, to enhance the health system, to do projects that could really bring private-public policy in play. And that was very inspiring. And I was quite surprised that we were going to go there at the beginning of the session. The end of the session for me was actually by Dr. Johannes Fissinger, who really brought in the health component and how important that disrupting the current healthcare system with alternative systems that allow the body to regenerate, to really enhance and embrace the body intelligence, and to really work at ways that our mental and our physical health can uplift our day-to-day efficiency, effectiveness, and productivity. And then I must admit, sorry, I'm going to sneak in one other one, is Dr. John Bater and his approach that brought six steps. And again, a number of those steps were just so beautiful because he really brought in the power of words. He really invited us to be more aware of the words go on in our inner head and then go and connect or disconnect with people based on really being precise with our words. And so, Roy, those were three of the speakers that really dawned on me from the experience. And if you've got a little bit of time, I can share the other speakers yet. That's what I'd share right now.
Well, I would say definitely, Dave, if you could actually share with us, you know, three other speakers so that the listeners could get, you know, a great idea on how that was. Definitely, I'm with you. You know, it was amazing on that Saturday. And I'm just really curious to hear about three other speakers. And if you can mention from one of the local speakers on St. Martin, because I remember Denisio Wyatt, the visionary and founder of Spaceless Gardens, he spoke very well, who believes very much so in agriculture. So if you can touch base on what he shared, and also Dorothy Richardson, who's been in 50 years of education. So at least those two local speakers and another regional, that would be absolutely wonderful. And we'll continue on with the other great guests on the show.
Well, again, so much of the speakers sharing came from experience. And that's when people really evolve, is when they have practical experiences. It's the way that Dr. Nicole brings in, even in student-led events where people get practical experience and expertise, and then they can speak from experience. And so the other lady that really was wow for me was Ms. Chinwe Eskimai, which a legal eagle combined with finance, combined with a passion to help people with purpose. And again, speaking from gestalt experience, it allowed us to connect to a person, a story, and then an uplifting possibility. And that's really what I felt was present in each of the presentations, speaking from personal experience, sharing possibilities, and being uplifted into what we can co-create as we move forward as a community with that conviction that we can make an impact and a positive difference in people's lives.
Thank you for that, Dave. I really appreciate it. Over to you, Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton, because you created all of this, actually, and I'm pretty sure as you're sitting down and listening to this, so along with your team, bringing this to fruition, and with God's help, this is just amazing. And as I was speaking to Dave just now and what he shared briefly, I know that because you've connected with Denisio Wyatt, and he shared his passion about agriculture and where St. Martin can go even in a time as this. And then also hearing from Dorothy Richardson, who spoke so profoundly about the education, disrupting education, and how at the end of the day, you know, social distancing has been taking place all the time. It's not about now where we have social distancing and children are not able to go to school and follow the lessons the usual way. But she said something so powerful that everyone, as I understood, reacted on that, where she said social distancing took place from a long time ago when parents, in a way, have distanced themselves from their children, don't want to have anything really to do with their education. It's all about give it to the teachers, give it to the school, give it to government, and we social distance away from that. That was really profound. Talk to us, Dr. Frances Cotton.
Yes, most definitely. It's every single speaker made an impact. And as you mentioned, Dorothy Richardson, who's been an educator for about 50 years, and what she highlighted was the importance of parents remembering that they are the first pillar that children need in order for them to be able to have a firm foundation. So instead of, you know, pushing it off on the teachers who are there to build upon whatever foundation that they have given to their children, they need to be able to embrace their children. And so with the COVID situation, where parents were forced and are being forced to really spend time with children to help them to understand the work, I think now they're beginning to, many are beginning to really understand how important teachers are, that's one, but also to the importance of them building that foundation. And then, of course, as you mentioned, Mr. Denicio Wyatt of Spaceless Gardens, he spoke passionately from the heart as well, because it was through agriculture that he found his core, that he found his reason for living and for healing also grief that he had encountered from his grandmother. So grandmother from you know, his grandmother passing on. And so he was able to reconnect to the earth and be healed from his physical diseases when he acknowledged that this was what he was experiencing. So we really did have a very powerful event. And I'm just going to mention also, we had Diane Sanya of the Artist House. She spoke about learning to dream again, because so many people have stopped dreaming. We had Janelle Chase Myers from Barbados, creative systemic therapist, and she spoke about mental, physical, and spiritual self-care strategies. And Dr. Johannes Fisslinger of Lifestyle Prescriptions Medicine University spoke about the 6 root causes of all symptoms, and he helped us to identify root causes of diseases. So those are just a few of the many speakers that spoke.
So rumor has it that there's a happening leadership conference taking place on the beautiful island of Saint Martin on October the 9th and 10th. And I've been to your beautiful island, and it is definitely a go-to destination. My name is Sheba Forbes, and I am so excited to be a part of this amazing event on your island. I'm ready to move forward to a more exciting new chapter in my life. How about you? Join me on October 10th as we focus on how you can positively disrupt your status quo. It's easier than you realize, and you are in complete control. That's right, you. See, who you are matters, but it's possible that you've never actually considered your power or your potential. And that's just crazy, right? So you already have everything you need to live the life you want. And now it's time to turn up the volume on your brilliant, excellent personality, because you were designed to thrive, not just survive. So join us at the upcoming Victorious Living Conference and understand the invisible influence of your personality, your values, and your dreams. It's time to live the life you deserve. Look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.